Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, September 18th. Last week, Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, reminded Congress that in matters of war, they have the authority and the responsibility to speak for the American people. Most senators were not too happy about the reminder, which came in the form of a forced vote on whether to allow a vote on his amendment to repeal the Afghanistan-Iraq War resolutions in 2001 and 2002. It wasn't easy. Senator Paul had to jump through hoops just to get a vote on whether to have a vote. That is how bad it is in Congress. Not only does Congress refuse to rein in presidents who treat constitutional constraints on their war authority as mere suggestions rather than as the law of the land, Congress doesn't even want to be reminded that they alone have war authority. Congress doesn't even want to vote on whether to vote on war. In the end, Senator Paul did not back down, and he got his vote. Frankly, I was more than a little surprised that nearly 40% of the Senate voted with Rand to allow a vote on repealing authority for the two longest wars in U.S. history. I expected less than a dozen no votes on tabling the amendment and was very pleasantly surprised at the outcome. Last week, Rand said, "I don't think that anyone with an ounce of intellectual honesty believes that these authorizations from 16 years ago and 14 years ago authorized war in seven different countries." Are more senators starting to see the wars his way? We can only hope so. As polls continue to demonstrate, the American people have grown tired of our interventionist foreign policy, which burns through trillions of dollars while making the world a more dangerous place rather than a safer place. Some might argue that losing the vote was a defeat. I would disagree. For the first time in years, we saw U.S. senators on the Senate floor debating whether the president should have authority to take the U.S. to war anywhere he pleases. Even with just the small number of votes I thought we might have gotten on the matter, that alone would have been a great victory. But getting almost 40% of the Senate vote is pretty good. I call that a very good start. The first step toward rebalancing the separation of powers is for Congress to reassert its authority and responsibility for declaring war. To this point, Congress has preferred to transfer its war responsibility to the president. The second step, once Congress understands its obligations, is to convince our representatives that war is not designed to be the first choice in foreign policy, but rather to be the last resort when we are under attack or when a direct attack is imminent. Just because Congress decides to approve the use of force does not mean that the war is just, justified, or wise. Congress is just as susceptible to war propaganda as the rest of America, and unfortunately, it is dominated by the false opinion that if you are not enthusiastic about U.S. military solutions to disputes overseas, then you are not tough enough. In fact, it takes far more strength to exercise restraint in the face of the constant war propaganda and disinformation coming from the media and the neocons. We have achieved a small victory last week, thanks to Senator Paul, but we still have a lot of work to do. We must keep the pressure on and convert more to the cause of peace and prosperity. Thanks for listening to this update.